This is The Takeaway. I'm Femi OK.
And I'm John Hockenberry. We're joined now by Jonathan Marcus, diplomatic correspondent for our partner, the BBC. He joins us from London. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning.
It seems that there's been a lot going on in the background regarding Middle East peace. Let me review a little bit of the bidding here, and then you can explain some of the details. The Obama administration claims it will unveil a Middle East peace plan next month. Benjamin Netanyahu is on his way for a meeting with the Obama administration officials. And the principal issue to get things going seems to be the Obama administration's demand that Israel stop all construction on the West Bank before peace talks can begin. Where do things stand? And the talks that took place this week between Netanyahu and officials in Europe and the Obama administration, did they produce some results?
It appears they produced some results. So the main business of Mr. Netanyahu in Europe was actually to meet an American, George Mitchell, the Obama administration's Middle East envoy. They met high up in a London hotel overlooking Hyde Park yesterday morning. It looks as though there is some progress on this issue of a settlement freeze. If you think back, the Obama administration almost from the outset has put Middle East peace as one of its diplomatic priorities. It believed that the way to do this was as a first step, demanding that Israel freeze all settlement building, as Israel is obliged to do under the terms of a number of existing agreements. The Israelis balked at this. The Americans talked tough. They tried to rally a Jewish opinion in the United States, many of Israel's supporters in the United States. But actually, Mr. Netanyahu has appeared a tougher nut to crack than they might have imagined. So it looks as though they're going to fudge it. The Israelis appear willing to freeze new settlements for a period. They appear willing to freeze expansion of settlements for the moment. But it looks as though they're insisting upon what they call normal life continuing in the settlements, which is a euphemism by which they mean some construction will continue.
Well, John,
as much as the Americans are going to get, it looks as though that's what they're going to have to accept.
Well, how these things are fudged sometimes sort of is the place where the cynicism about Middle East peace really gets generated. Let's take a look at that. Natural growth in the settlements, which is sort of the euphemism among Israelis, does that constitute the building of garages on existing properties, or is that something where it looks like a garage to me, but maybe to the Palestinians it looks like a new apartment that was built onto the same building, so it actually constitutes growth? Is that what we're getting into here?
Well, in one sense, we could be getting into that, although I think fundamentally, in a way, it's largely irrelevant. I mean, what is being talked about here is the means to an end, a means to try and get direct talks between the Israelis and the Palestinians going again. That's President Obama's goal. He wants to announce, perhaps at the UN General Assembly, when it meets in September in New York, the restarting of some significant peace process involving the Americans, Israel, and the Palestinians. If he can achieve that by whatever fudge, that would have been, I think, something of a success. Cynicism is going to abound. There's going to be lots of criticisms. Lots of people are going to think this is going to lead nowhere. But I think the one difference in all of this, perhaps one small ray of hope, is that this is an American administration which is tackling the Middle East issue head on right at the start of its term of office. There are still 3 more years to go of President Barack Obama. And so there is time to make progress, if indeed progress can be achieved.
Got it. So the takeaway is, even if the settlement freeze is above freezing temperature, there's still enormous incentive for this to proceed and for talks to begin, right,
indeed,
Jonathan?
Indeed. If it gets
Thank
the
you.
Palestinians back to the table,
Great.
All will be for the best.
Jonathan Marcus, diplomatic correspondent for our partner, the BBC.